The most famous resident of Henning was Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alex Haley.
This is where Alex's grandparents lived.
Beverly Johnson is the program director of the Alex Haley House and Museum. Haley was born in 1921 in Ithaca, New York, where his father was studying agriculture, but he spent his childhood summers in this blue and white trim wood house in Henning. It was here that Haley first heard the family stories he turned into the novel and the television miniseries Roots.
This is where Alex started listening to his grandmother. As a little boy, when she was preparing food, she would talk to him about the things that had been passed down to her.
Johnson is giving a tour of the house to a friend of hers from high school and two of her friends from England.
That Bible supposedly belonged to Alex's grandmother, Cynthia, who lived here, and he donated that to the museum. I have never touched it because we used to have a little sign that says, do not touch, because it's very fragile.
Late in the tour, Johnson points to a black and white photo on the wall and an old woman in it.
This lady, Millie Brooks, is my grandfather's sister. This is my great aunt. So my great-great grandfather's Chicken George also.
Now, if it's been a while since you've read Roots or seen the television miniseries, Chicken George was the nickname given to Alex Haley's great-great-grandfather, a slave who was a skilled cockfighter. It was Chicken George who brought the family in a wagon caravan to Henning after the Civil War.
Alex and I are cousins somewhere down the line, but we share the relationship starting at Chicken George.
A great deal of effort and care has been placed into making this house look the way it did when Haley was growing up in the 1920s. There are period pieces in every room. Antique tables and chairs, gourds, an iron, a butter churn, a washboard, and even an old phonograph in the music room. The needle needs to be replaced, but it still scratches out a tune. Alex Haley was born at the very beginning of a period known as the Great Migration, when in response to segregation and violence, blacks moved out of the South and into cities in the Northeast, Midwest, and West. By the time Haley began penning Roots at the height of the Civil Rights Movement, he'd spent years living in New York City. And most blacks in the U.S. lived in cities. But Haley, by all accounts, loved country living. After the success of Roots, Haley bought not one, but two houses in rural Tennessee, a house he lived in as an adult in Norris, and the museum in Henning. The tour ends outside, where, at his request, Haley is buried.
Henning has so much potential.
I know it.
The Brits snap some pictures, and Johnson and her friend start talking about the area. They both went to Ripley High School, moved away, lived in big cities, and then returned to take care of aging relatives.
Honey, you can't get away from
home.
Does
Marjorie live in Brownsville?
Yes.
Johnson says she likes working at the museum. She's related to Haley, and she loves telling his story. But she doesn't have the same affinity for Henning that Haley did.
But I really, really, really and truly miss Atlanta. I don't miss the traffic, but there are so many things that cities have to offer.
A dwindling proportion of Americans feel the way that Alex Haley did about country living. And a dwindling proportion have family to draw them back here, like Johnson. And that's taking its toll on small towns like Henning. We'll bring you that story tomorrow. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.